It is the morning after Neil Atkinson with Joel Rabinovitz and Kiva O'Neill to have a chat about, well, we will get onto the Liverpool game, but there were other matches as well. And there's four games tonight because of the way all this has fallen. Four games tonight, so we'll have a little look ahead to them. The most significant thing that happened last night, Joel, is the Burnley-Wolves game and how it finishes up. It was, to me, I've never quite known the likes, to be honest with you, of that final decision. It's quite rare to see for something in football you've never seen before, but effectively, in all honesty, it looks to me like Wolves were punished with a penalty in the 95th minute by virtue of the fact that it looked like, and as I say, I'm going to keep saying looked like, Matt Doherty was trying to protect himself from Chris Wood's overhead kick and the ball hit his hand. Is that how you feel as though it was as well?
Yeah, that was my first instinct when I saw it. I kind of had that game on in the background with City as well. I found myself getting sort of strangely nervous, even though I'm not invested in either Burnley or Wolves. But it was so tense at the end there because, I mean, that goal from Jimenez was something else to give him the lead in the first place. So unbelievable play by Traore as ever and in the finish. And yeah, they sort of just found themselves clinging on. And when that went in, I initially felt that VAR was going to probably rule out the penalty because my instinct was, yes, his hand's in an unnatural position. If the guy hadn't had his foot in the place where it was, he was about to kick him in the head, then his hand's not going to be up there. So it's one of those strange ones where, yeah, you don't expect a defender to have his hand kind of there in the first place, but he's only doing that as a kind of instinctive reaction to a guy basically trying to boot him in the face. And Wood as well just missed that header from about 2 yards out in an open goal just beforehand as well. So yeah, it felt really harsh on Wolves that, and I think most likely that probably is the end of their sort of Champions League hopes, I would say.